You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is Those Casual Reds show. This is a beautiful Wednesday. Got my man Jeremy in the studio with me. Let's get the sponsors out the way. This is brought to you by Bullard & Malukian and LLP, one of the finest law firms in the state of California. Bullard & Malukian and Shaq Gideon BMS is what they're called. 747-444-4444. For personal injury, work loss, I mean wrongful firing, wrongful death, you know, they handle it. 98% success rate. Call them, get that free consultation. They got six of the finest lawyers I know, about 300 paralegals.
What's the number?
747-444-4444. And on that note, Sam, bring the gentleman in. It's a lot of football to talk about, but it's not Manchester United based, really. Just everything. We got a little women's teams to talk about. We got the three lines to talk about. We can talk about Mexico and Jamaica if anyone cares. Mary Arps is gone. We can talk about that. But let's start off with introducing some of the finest stateside Reds I know. Sean. Got me loaded last week. What's up, my brother?
I'm doing good, man. How are you? It's still hot in Pittsburgh because it is in LA. I hate it.
The phone's still doing that, Sean.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Try it again. Sam's ready for you to try it again. Bandita, let's go to you, my brother. Missed you last week. We needed you for some history talk. It was like everybody's like, "Where's Bandito? This is what he does.
Oh man,
yeah, busy at work, but yeah, good to be back. Good to see you guys. Those Atlanta Reds in the house, Big Mike.
You know what it is, man. Hey, we really did miss you last week. Real quick, I got another petition. I started another petition, and this one is to get Lexi Lawless off the airwaves. I want him gone.
Oh, my God.
He needs to go.
Oh, man.
He needs to go.
Fox broadcast of Copa America is absolutely cringe.
Is it really? Oh, I watch the Spanish.
Same. I watch the Spanish one. I don't even watch the one on the English broadcast over here.
Smart move.
Mikey, what's going on out there in the South?
Hey man, you know how it is, dog. It's hot as hell. It was 102 degrees today. I've lost at least 7 pounds since being outside, which is good. And I was waiting, man. We had Messi here in ATL not too long ago, but that was cool. I actually take this quick story. There's this girl at my job, because my job had a Messi shirt on. It's 8 a.m. I said, "What's up? You like Messi?" She's like, "Yeah, yeah, I love Messi. I love him. You know, he's here." I said, "Oh, for real?" He's like, "Yeah, they play today." I'm like, "Are you going to?" She's like, "No, I'm just showing support." It's 8 a.m. She already had a Messi
fan. Shout out to her.
Nice.
Shout out to her. I saw a lovely African-American lady wearing a Croatia kit.
Croatia.
And she's like, "Yeah, we played bad." And I was like, "What?"
Out of all of them, Croatia. Yeah.
And then I saw her man. He came right after. I said, "Oh, I get it."
Oh, okay.
I get it. My man, Sean. Man.
What up, Sean?
Back to you.
Yep. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. There it is. What's up, Sean?
Yo, trusty Mike back out.
Try to be cool. Come on, man.
I got it especially for our show, Mikey, so.
Nice.
I found it. So yeah, I'm doing good. It's hot as shit up in Pittsburgh. Humidity's crazy. I kinda wish I was back down in LA, to be honest.
Oh, maybe it's me.
So it was a lot cooler down in LA, so.
But yeah, we're doing good. We don't have that humidity really, so that's a blessing. Humidity just adds a whole different factor to heat. Dry heat is better unless you're in Vegas. That's too much.
That's dry heat. There's some heat out there, though, right?
Oh, yeah, there's some heat. Wow.
Oh, man.
So let's get into it, boys. We'll start off with Manchester United. It's kind of quiet on a transfer front. It seems like, I don't know, it just feels weird. I'm not really caught up into anything. You hear who we're linked with, possibly. I don't really take it on because we don't have our first staff put together. And, you know, financially, the situation is not the best. And we need to sell players. But on that note, you look like you have something to say. I didn't even introduce you, did I, Germ?
It's all good, bro. He's out here hating. He's out here hating. He's out here hating because you know who won. Just 1-0. So I got to tell him, 1-0.
We're going to get to that, man. We're going to get to that. Unless you all want to get into it now. I mean, if we want to get this out the way now, we want to talk a little Mexico, Jamaica, we can.
Oh, man. Let's go. I think Mikey wants to go at it. So I'll let Mikey go first.
Let him go. Oh, my God. The beautiful Mexican team that I love so much. That I love so much as a child growing up, you know. And they put a belt to Alex.
The
lackluster Jamaican national team, which was put in a great 1-0 victory. And it was a very boring game. It was a weird game. It was a weird game. But I did say if you wanted to see where Jamaica was now, if you wanted an accurate depiction of where they are, you go up against let's say energetic. They're not the best Mexican side you ever seen. You've seen better, but you go up against a side that's passionate, and that's about football, with players in pro positions all over. And we just got to see what Jamaica really is made of. It's all good.
I'm just going to put it out there. I was highly disappointed because I don't think this is one of the best Mexican teams I've seen. I think Mexico right now is not in one of the best situations I've seen. I thought if Jamaica was going to get a win, this is the team to beat. On the game, like I said, going to the Jamaica game, we play too much long ball. We don't do any patterns of play. We don't go through the midfield. We don't work through the middle. It's all about counter and throwing a long ball and using our speed to take advantage of space. That's fine. We had moments. I thought Damari Gray was horrible. I thought he was trash. He didn't show any quality. I mean, if it wasn't for Michael Antonio, we would have been dead food.
Yeah. I hear what you guys are saying. And just to add to that, this is probably the worst Mexican side in history. And I'm not trying to add salt to your wounds, Casey, but yes, this is probably the worst Mexican side that has ever stepped foot on the pitch. And for us to come with the 1-0 is still satisfactory, right? Getting that W. It's a tell sign that I wasn't overly excited for the game, but I'm excited that we got the W. Kudos to Jamaica for showing out. Right? But yeah, exactly. I mean, I just do want to add one thing that was disappointing is having Edson Alvarez get injured.
Someone we're linked to.
Exactly. It's that Mexican side in me where I'm excited to see him play. Not just that, but I'm excited that a Mexican player is somewhat being linked to Manchester United. And for not being able to see him show up and show out as a destroyer, as a pivot, it's a little disappointing.
Is he out for the rest of the tournament? Was it serious
injury? Yeah, I think I think today they were going to do some tests to him in LA. And then from there, send those tests over to West Ham just to let them know if they get the green light or not.
Wow. Wow.
He ain't going to Man United then.
My brother Bandino, do you want to chime in? I was going to give a shout out to, before you, I was going to cut you, all my Mexican friends. Thank you for being light and not going in, because I'm going to keep it 100. When I thought Jamaica scored that goal, at the people I was with, it was all bullets and bombs. We were about to tweet, yes, this is it, we're back. I had the tweet set up. And then the VAR came, and I was like, don't send that, don't send that. Don't send that, don't send that.
Don't hit send, don't hit send.
Thank you, Bandito. Okay, Bandito, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, it's a bang average Mexico side, and it's a not very good Jamaica side.
Yeah.
I think what Mexico did is they out-CONCACAF'd Jamaica, right? I heard an analogy that I kind of like. I said, you're watching the Euros in the morning, and it's kind of like watching a dance troupe and, you know, precision timing, and they're doing these turns, and it's cool. But then you go outside and there's a knife fight, and that's what the Copa America is. You're not going to turn away from either one. They're both very interesting.
CONCACAF is messy Mexico, like that.
Mexico just kind of, you know, they grind it out and they make it ugly and they make it a lot of individual battles, and that's kind of how they do.
I felt after that.
I will say about the Edson Álvarez, it's been a long time since Al-3 has been flying over Sir Bobby Charlton's stand. You know, every player from every nationality, their flag, their country flag flies at Old Trafford. So that would be really good to see that flag back at Old Trafford.
That shout out.
Yeah, that would be. And just to add a little bit on that.
Yeah, keep going.
I mean, I know he's injured right now. I know that's nothing like serious. It's just the name that's brought up there because he did play with Erik ten Hag. I would say I'm this is the biased part of me, that why I would like him to be at the United, because he has that link up with Licha, right? They both played and won over at the Eredivisie, right? So they do have that partnership understanding, right? And I think it's crucial, right, for your center back to have an understanding with the pivot, knowing when to drop deep or to receive the ball. And he is a destroyer. He can distribute at times. That's my biased opinion.
And for West Ham, he was pretty bulletproof. He played, I think, 32 games, something like that.
Yeah.
Not a lot of injuries. Played a lot of games. Like I said, he's kind of a steady Eddie. He's decent on the ball. He's not like your progressive passer. He's just comfortable enough, and he doesn't mind doing the dirty work and mopping up and being that shield in front of the center backs. You know, he's not great, but I don't think United are going to go for these, you know, 100 mil players that we all have on our wish list.
No. Did you see the interview with Ratcliffe the other day? He said he's not doing it.
He sat down with Bloomberg, right?
Yeah, he said in maybe 3 to 4 years we can buy a Mbappe type player, but he even said that he's not going to fix everything this summer. So I think we're in for a shock this summer. I think it's going to be 2-3 players.
Really?
So is that to like temper expectations?
People need to temper expectations.
Mm-hmm. I think what he does is he calculates that he can go on Bloomberg Report, which is a financial financial magazine. So he's not going to get the pushback if you would go to Sky or something like this, right? So he can kind of just lay out his message. He's speaking to the fans, but he knows that he's not going to get any pushback from Bloomberg as far as football goes.
How'd you guys feel about that interview with Bloomberg? Did you get to peep it? Obviously, Sean did.
Yeah, I got to see it. It just goes to show how far we've come, how far we've fallen, should I say, not come, the fact that, you know, we are struggling to find 3 to 4 players, if it is that. He clearly stated that he doesn't have the funds to build a new stadium, that he's going to need backing with it. I don't know. It's kind of the mess with Ten Hag, and then now this, it's kind of like, is there anything else that they're not telling us?
I feel like now that they're in the building, seeing the paperwork, seeing the files, and seeing financials, and they've seen the everything, they're like, this is a much difficult, more difficult job than we could ever comprehend.
He had access to all that when he bought
So I didn't want to cut you off.
No, sorry. I was just saying he had access to all those files when he bought the club.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So based off that interview that you heard, do you think we're in serious contention for João Neves? I know the price tag on him is very high, and it's a player that...
No, I don't. I would love Neves, but unless we can sell Sancho for a decent price, I don't think that.
God, every time when you bring up a player that's on the roster, I'm like, oh, yeah, we still need to get rid of him.
Hasn't he been a player that United's been looking at, though, for a while?
Who, Neves?
Yeah.
Boy, we've been monitoring so many players. but financially, it doesn't make sense to go after Neves right now. I mean, I like that I see stuff that, oh, this guy's for 35, this is for 40. I think that's more of the range we're going to do. If we're going to get more than three players, and then people got to realize there's going to be guys who are not going to leave. I mean, that's how it is. Financially, it's a mess. We have guys on the books. We can't, like the Brainwith thing. I just don't, we've talked about this, Sean. I'm like, are we really going to pay all that for a center back when we can get two for that? I mean, I just don't get it. I think our recruiting. I like that they're quiet though. I'll give Ineos that. They're quiet. They're very tight lipped. There's not no crazy rumors like, oh, you know, they're going to go after Neymar. You know what I'm saying? I like that. It's just quiet. Mm-hmm. And then with the Euros, we got to expect this. With all the tournaments that's going on right now, it's going to be slow. So
your
you know,
prices are
going to
get jacked up after the Euros as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So is the slow news because of all these tournaments, the Euros and Copa America?
Most definitely.
Or because we don't have our front office yet?
Well, didn't Chelsea sign somebody? Or two people?
Oh, don't get me started on that bullshit that they're pulling right now. Fucking hell. Jesus Christ. We can't sign Toledo because he's a fucking Lille player. Why don't we just sign him on loan? Fucking idiots. Jesus Christ.
That's Chelsea, what City did. They got a guy that was on a loan.
Jesus Christ. They're running around breaking every goddamn rule, and then when they do break it, they sell off all their young players, bring in shit players, and then we can't even sign someone. Just loan him out to Man United.
Yeah, Jesus. You're right on that. You're right on that.
So infuriating, considering that he was almost signed, too.
The Premier League has got a lot to do. I think they've become the Wild Wild West. I think they've allowed too much money to come in, and it's kind of swayed some type of morality in a way. And now they're at a point where their big money grabber cheated, and now their big money maker. I'm talking about. I don't want to say the team. Now they want to sue the Premier League. So it's all a mess right now. It's all a mess. But we can get to Tobito where we're on him before Sir Jim got involved. That's Mikey. Someone rant. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think Mikey wants to go on.
Sorry, Mikey. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mikey.
We have to acknowledge our hand in some of that, right? In being a part of the Big Six and our participation in the Super League, and we've been done for, we only have £100,000, but we've been done for some wrongdoing financially as well. So we're not saying it's in this situation either, you know, but I would like to say we do better business than Chelsea.
I feel like we...
But Big Six sides, man, we're one of them, and the minnows are gonna sell their guys, and however we need to get them, we'll get them. Now we're not doing what Chelsea's doing or what City's doing by no stretch. Not even what Nottingham Forest is doing, but we have some hand in it being a larger club. So if we want to, and I like what Sir Jim's doing, we're saying, hey, we're gonna turn down some of this, we're not gonna do it this way, we're gonna try to figure it out and budget it out and play this long game. And I feel like that's what we need to expect. Like, we need to expect from, give you guys the real patience that you keep saying that they deserve. Like, give them the actual patience because, you know, the Premier League, you know, we're just as culpable as everybody else. And probably not to the extent that they are, but we're bringing the lifeblood out of football as far as how we pay the money for certain players and extract talent from different places. So we got our hands in it as well.
I don't think we broke rules, though.
We got done for 100K.
Yeah, we've made some horrible...
Before City got there.
100K?
It's nothing, but it's an impression.
Well...
And before, you know, back in the early aughts, you know, you can go and get a guy tomorrow, you know, you weren't paying record transfer fees, but there wasn't like a dead thing for the market to end. You can go and get a guy whenever you wanted to, you know, and we had big money that we could splash the cash in. We're a worldwide club, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we did something that was crazy, because you can't really trust billionaires to do the right thing when we're talking about maximizing profit. I wouldn't be surprised.
Bandina, let me ask you a question. It's been kind of slow. When do you feel that the transfer market should pick up for us? When we get everybody in the office, when some of these Euro teams start dropping out?
I think they're waiting on money coming in, and that's sales. And right now, that's going to depend a lot on how many players we can get, whether it's two or three or five. So I think a lot is, like they said, a lot is going to be on how much we can bring in on player sales.
I think a lot of our youth are going to be asked to step up. I think we're going to lean on some academy kids. One thing I want to ask you about, what do you guys think about this Luke Shaw situation? Should he even be there?
No.
He's a waste man.
And I don't understand why Kazi would drag him along to be there to hope that he would be ready. If you're not ready by the time, you shouldn't be there. This hope that, oh, you could play different, you could play different ways and not have to use Luke Shaw. Okay, so I wasn't a fan of that. I personally want Luke Shaw to be out of there, United. I want him to be the first one to be out.
Yeah.
Since we're there, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Listen, I put out a post today saying I am concerned about the well-being and the mental for all my English friends because the expectation level is so peak right now. But it has dropped because Southgate is a dickhead.
My God.
Fuck Southgate.
Go ahead, Sean. How's your experience been with the three lines?
Bullshit. Come on. You put Conor Gallagher in there today. Are you shitting me over Kobbie Mainoo? And then we look at halftime and they're like completely different England squad. Yes, we didn't score, but he just ran that midfield. Anyone? I know I sent the stats to you guys earlier compared to Gallagher's. It's night and day. And why again Foden on the left? Like, what the fuck is this guy doing? It's just mind-boggling to me. And no, I'm just starting to get pissed off with Harry Kane.
Uh-oh. That's what's going to be the next question.
I haven't seen really the games, but is he dropping too deep?
He's trying to, but... And then Bellingham, last two games, has gone missing. Mm. Like, I think he's lost the dressing room. We keep talking about how Ten Hag's done it. I think he's finally lost the dressing room.
Well, some of these players have played for... great managers elsewhere, you know what I'm saying? So they could be in there like, what is this tinker, this, what is this Lego shit we're doing here?
That's what I was going to ask. Isn't there more than a diamond on him?
One good thing from this. Man, there's no way Man United is signing him now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. And I think his, yeah, that's funny. That's out the door now. I think Man United's like, oh, no, he was never, they're going to come out next. He was never a candidate, watch. He was never a candidate. So let's go back to Harry Kane. I'm going to let Bandino and Mikey talk. I just got one question. Why do you guys need him to drop deep when you have some of the best midfielders in the world?
You don't.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bandino, what have you thought about the three lines? And I know we have a lot of friends who are three lines supporters. And you've seen the vibe.
I am not. I am a Republic of Mancunia over England all day. It's just really boring. And he doesn't know how to get the best out of good players. He's got some genuine world-class players on that squad.
Yeah.
And it's just so boring. When they score, they just invite pressure on and try to defend in a low block. You know, at some point you're like, it's not working. The Trent Alexander-Arnold thing is like, terrible. Get a proper midfielder in there. So,
yeah,
see Kobbie get in there, and I think he got like as many touches and passes in like 10 minutes as Gallagher did at the whole half. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was, you know, high hopes, like you said, a lot of, you know, numbers like, oh yeah, they're 20% to win the thing, and now that's dropped. So we'll see. They did top their group. You got to win ugly games in tournaments.
What
like
a
this.
Group.
And then you can, yeah, I was saying just eliminate all of Group C. they're all pretty terrible. But we'll see. I mean, when they went to the finals 2001, they didn't really have a great group either, but they just kind of turned it up a notch. So we'll see. We'll see what they can do.
I will say this, though. If we go out in the next round, You remember what they did to Beckham? Yeah, that's happening back home. I'm telling you. And to the British media, fuck you. Kobe proved you wrong today. Fuck you.
Sanjeev said, going to watch the England game again to help me sleep tonight. Yeah, it's a good sleep aid. It's definitely that.
Oh, my God.
It's a definitely sure good sleep aid. Big Mikey, Kobe Manu comes in and does what Kobe does. It's amazing when you add this young player, this young footballer to any roster. I don't care if it's pressure foot. He just comes in and gets it done. And as I was happy to hear every pundit say, Kobe Manu has to start now. Even people who don't like us. What did you think about Kobe? And I know how you feel.
My thing with Kobe, what I like about him the most is the way he's able to manipulate the ball to his whim in tight places. Like, it's not just a touch when you get the ball. It's a touch and a pass forward. It's a touch and a pass in an active position to go forward, right? It's not just, it's always misleading. He doesn't telegraph where he's going. There's always a smart, okay, I know this guy's there. The ball's coming to me. It's going to go to him. And then I'm going to put myself in a position to either receive the ball or make the next pass to advance and attack on the midfielder, right? That's what I like about him the most. It's the composure. And I'm not everybody who's the composure for his kid, but just watching him break lines on passes that guys can't even take down in one. You know, at that age, it's amazing. Like, I was in the backyard today and trying to take down some passes, and I'm like, bro, I am shit. And I'm 33 years old. That guy taking it down faster than forward, it's just like night and day. It's crazy to see a kid that good. Why would you see a kid with that much composure, that much skill, and that much awareness to go forward? When you have conducted life in the back, I can't even count how many times he's got past the ball forward. But that's something. That's all something. Because for Arsenal, he does it. For Arsenal, he sprays the ball forward from anywhere. But for Southgate, it's like, nah, that's the safe pass. Progress through the midfield. Get the wingers involved. Go ahead and press up high. And it's just so boring and slow. And then the build-up's dead. Because by the time they get in position with the ball, the soccer teams are back. You're playing Slovenia. You're playing weak sides that don't really have a lot going forward. But they will defend for their lives to keep them there. So if you give them an opportunity to do that, they will do that. And they'll be okay with running out of the boat like this. You have to be more attacking and ruthless. And Southgate, I think he's misusing a lot of his guys, but Kobe came on today and showed my head. Stop for a trade-off. It is what it is.
I heard something funny today, and the British media actually got me laughing. They said that Southgate wears steel toe cap boots in his house because he's so safe.
I heard one that Southgate's the type that charges his phone when it's at 99.
Damn!
Just to make sure.
Go ahead,
just to make sure it don't die.
Go ahead, Ben.
For all you, what Mikey was talking about, and for all you young players or psycho football dads like I used to be when my son was playing. Get your kids playing futsal. Get them playing street ball because all of what you're talking about, that's futsal and that's street ball. Just slight body movements, manipulating the ball, taking positive touches, line breaking. It's the pitch is so small, it's always pressurized. It's always got to move quickly. So young kids and psycho soccer dads, get your kids playing futsal.
Nice. Hey, I heard something where Foden should be playing like as a cam, and Bellingham and Rice should be playing in the midfield. I heard something.
What is Bellingham's position? Is he the number 10? Is he the creator?
He plays 10 for England. Yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, you can't have Foden.
You don't think you can? You don't think you can have Foden up as a cam and Bellingham playing?
No. Because then you take out Kobe.
I think England's problem is the striker. When you bring in guys like Ollie Watkins, it looks much more dynamic. And I've seen a small sample of him.
Oh, the game before, right?
Yeah, where I just think
came in.
And Harry Kane is awesome. But him dropping to the midfield is unnecessary.
He doesn't have the legs anymore. That's why he plays in the German league.
Yeah, and this is not Tottenham. He doesn't have to do it.
No.
You know, so.
Today, do you see that? He tried to do a back heel and hit his own leg. It's like, Jesus, what are you doing?
I saw Kobe do a back heel. So,
he played beautiful one-touch football today, Kobe. Beautiful.
Any,
what's your expectation then, Sean?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What's
your expectation then, Sean, after seeing that?
Do you feel that
is
you
it,
still think
is
you
it
can
coming
do it?
Home, Sean?
Yeah.
Oh, don't give me, I fucking hate that song. it's, I don't know, with the draw, with France drawing today and going on the other side of the group. Do you know what? I'm actually going to pull it here now. I think Austria are going to win this.
I called it early. Sleeper team.
Who's coaching Austria?
Ralf Rangnick.
Who's coaching
Rangnick,
Austria?
That's Ralf England, Rangnick, baby. England. Make that phone call
oh
right
my
now.
God.
Get him in. Get him in.
I tell you what.
I still got everything kind of bad. I still got France taking it, but I also really lean towards Portugal. So Portugal's been very clean, very attacking. Even when they play bad, they still look like they're going to get a goal. So,
yeah, but do you think they can beat Germany, though? That's the problem.
I think they can. I think they can. I think they can beat Germany.
I think that England will. I still think they'll go to the semis. Now that we got the draw. Now that we got the side of the group that we got, I still think we'll go to the semis.
Are you guys surprised by how good Spain is doing?
Spain's looking good.
No, I'm not surprised. They actually should be. They should be doing this. They have a lot of ballers. The fact that they're playing this year old crazy, but the guy deserves to be there. I always believe Spain has the quality of players that can be there. They're kind of like England in a way, right? When they underperform, it's like, oh, come on, man. You guys have so many ballers. Like, it really doesn't make sense. But they also pick that. They pick their guys that. Also, if you haven't noticed, David De Gea is not playing for them either.
So what does that mean? He hasn't played for them for years.
He hasn't played for them in like 10 years.
Yeah, so what is that point? I don't get it.
Is this guy like a David De Gea?
I know that
he
was
is.
Like
he's a huge David De Gea. He was nowhere in the radar. He was nowhere in the radar. You heard that?
There was no need for that. Fan. Oh, wow.
Are you a Schmeichel fan, Mikey?
Mikey's such a hater.
Fuck that Judas. Fuck that Judas. Fuck that dude. Wait, no.
Can
Chelsea
get
the winner city? Uh-uh. Fuck Schmeichel.
Can Chelsea get it too?
No, it don't.
We got a guy that's standing outside in a trophy, a bronze trophy outside that did the same thing. So it's okay.
Yeah,
but they were just a joke little tin pot club, you know.
You still don't do that. It's like Paul Ince went to Liverpool. You don't do that.
Yeah, that dude from Spain that looked good. I think we were linked to him at one point, right? Nico Williams? Was it the first game played? Spain played?
For years.
Yeah, right? We've been linked to him.
Williams brothers. For years.
Yeah, I think the first game he played, I was impressed.
What I like is the tiki-taka is dead. It's like, get it to the wing, let the youngster beat his man, cross the ball in, shots from outside the area, you know, all the little possession tiki-taka is no more in world football.
You mean what England tried to play today, Bandini? I love what you said though, but the problem is for England, we don't have any left midfielder. Like, we don't have a left midfielder. So
isn't it the system though?
No, but, like, take him off, put Gordon on. Clearly, you didn't think it was the right idea to take Rashford, and that's fair enough. But put a left winger on for one. Like, to do what? We were through today. England was through today. Why don't you leave Harry Kane back? Why don't you put Mainoo on? Why don't you put Gordon on the left? Whoever you want to put on the left, and try something new. But he didn't. He went with the same shit and still played shit. That's why I want him gone, is because you were already through. You could have rested the Harry Kane, clearly played a lot, rested a couple of players, played a completely different side, and say, hey, let's see if this system works. But he doesn't have it up here, the system.
He'd rather play guys out of position.
Yeah, he'd rather play, yeah. He's going back to the 90s and early 2000s England team. We've got to pick Beckham. We've got to pick Gerrard. We've got to pick the players because of their star name rather than their performance. And that's what he's gone back to. But I used to love how Southgate was so good because he didn't give a shit how good you were playing.
What was this?
I played somebody else. And,
but I know, makes sense. What was this?
He's gone back to the old way.
Yeah, he has to make some. I think he's scared to make big decisions like pulling out names early.
Kane.
I mean, come on.
He's got I'm with you, Mikey. Why didn't you leave Kane out there? Put Carter Palmer up front. Now guess what? If we had lost today and Kane got injured, that's all on Southgate. When you didn't have to play Harry Kane today.
I want to read some messages.
Please do. Please read them.
Shout out to Cheese. He's been spamming. He's a zero discipline Jamaican side. Fire Southgate immediately. The players can coach themselves. Wreck-It Ralph is that ninja. And nah, he's a legend. And I hope he's not talking about David De Gea.
He is talking about David De Gea.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what David did to you, Mikey, but this personal, you went on one of the UK shows.
You know
and
what he did to me? You know what he did to me? What he did to me is that he missed a penalty.
God.
In a fucking European.
He missed the penalty.
He missed. I'm not done.
Okay.
Finals of the Europa League.
Six times in the FA Cup, the last time he played. Six times. Broke his wrist on a save, got the sun in his eyes on the first goal. Come on, had the most errors for a goalkeeper in Premier League history in one season. In one season.
He took us to the Champions League by himself.
By himself before the goal?
Well, I'm saying he was player of the year. He was balling. Listen, you can't get mad at a man for not
being player.
I can't believe you're mad at a goalkeeper for missing a penalty.
That's what I'm saying, Sean.
That's like saying you got no options. You got Rashford there as a goalkeeper on pens. Come on.
With top bins.
Harry Maguire used to be a striker.
Goalkeeper made theirs right before he made his. And you know what he did? He did this.
Yeah, but Harry Maguire.
It looked like he wasn't going to make it. Okay, so Villarreal's keeper made their pen right before he missed his. What did he say?
He took the right guess.
That is.
I want to switch subjects real quick. I want to talk about Mary Arps.
Yes.
I actually
want to talk about something I thought of, sir, and that was going around Twitter. That was a little weird. When Sir Ratcliffe, he was talking about what his plans for the women's team is, and he said, he doesn't really have any plans. And then he moves them out to like a portable training facility outside of Carrington. He moves them out of that. And then he also goes on to say, he refers to the Man United men as the first team. And he said his main priority is the first team. So he's not really like, people took a little backlash to him saying that because like, this is the woman's first team. So people didn't like that. I thought that was. I think he fucked up there. And he shouldn't have said that. But also moving them out to these little portable training facilities is weird, and not having a direction for this new league that's gaining all this popularity. It doesn't make sense. And I think it kind of got the ball rolling on Mary, which to say, "Hey, fuck this dude. I'm getting out of here. He has no plans. I have no plans for that."
So, wow. Anybody want to comment on that?
I'll let Bandino go.
Yeah, the women are back in the trailers out in the parking lot because of the remodel at Carrington. So the men's first team will be in the facility that was built for the women's team last year. Not a great situation. You want to. I've heard this. Even if you don't believe it, you want your top brass to say, you know, we really we care about the women's football team, right? You want them to take action that shows that they care about women's football as well. So yeah, United's women, look, it's the same thing. They're going to have players, and they're not going to sign their extended contracts. They're going to leave. They're going to go to Arsenal. They're going to go to PSG. They're going to go to Barcelona. And I don't blame them, because it's a better situation for them. It's a chance to earn more, a chance to be at a more serious football organization.
Get it, girl. Get that fucking paycheck.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. She's one of the top players in the world, and it looks like a serious rebuild for everybody, and the women's team is really getting the residual of that, which is tough. I think I agree with you guys. You don't want to commit to saying stuff like, well, the women are on the back burner right now. We don't really talk about them in the office too much. Damn. You don't want to commit to stuff like that. You should just say, listen, we're sympathetic to the situation, but everybody has to sacrifice a little bit. And the fact, I just don't like that part what Mikey said. That's crazy. You just got to be a little bit more media savvy with that.
As an athlete, their athletes are doing a finite amount of time they got to cash in on that.
Oh, yeah, right? no joke.
Can't be mad at that.
What I will say is Marriott has a job, something that the air doesn't have. Mic drop.
I bet he thought about that all day.
He did.
He thought he ate.
He definitely thought about that all day.
I'm trolling. No, but seriously, this is kind of weird. And I think he just misspoke by saying that. But they're making a big deal of it, and rightfully so. Like, if you're a woman, you play for the women's team. That's a little angering to hear that you're not the priority. And I think that's what made the ball roll for her a little bit. I don't know. I'm not in his camp or anything like that. But if I heard something like that from the boss, I'd say, oh, well, if you're at your job, right? And they were like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we don't really have plans for you. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have you training back here behind the building where the other employees are, somewhere around there, while the other guys are going to be priority. You would be a little.
Yeah. This was a proactive move by Earps. They were trying to get her to extend her contract. She did not for the year. The same way Leslie did the previous year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Went sign, and you know, it's like, okay, yeah, they're going to move on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you're saying, they've only got a few years where they're in their prime. They can make the most money they can, challenge for trophies, and currently that's not going to happen at United.
No.
The problem I'm kind of seeing a little bit there, it kind of trickles up to the men's team. Really? You're going to let her walk for free? Just like last year? Seriously, are we that bad?
Yes.
We can't sell on the men's team? Are you serious? We can't sell Earps?
I think the timing for her was just bad.
Top two women's goalkeeper in the world. By far, top two women's goalkeeper in the world. And we can't sell her. We let her walk for free.
Well,
shit, it's like LeBron James walking from LA next year.
Damn.
Here we go.
Let's not entertain that right now. We can talk about towards the end.
We got 5 minutes left in the show.
What about JJ Redick? Nothing on JJ Redick? Not
he doesn't play for United.
He doesn't play for United. Hey,
Uruguay.
I'm not mad at that, man. I can't be mad at JJ Redick being the head coach. Exactly. Come on.
Listen. We're not doing this.
I'm falling into his trap, right?
Oh,
I'm
yes,
falling
you right are. Into his oh, trap. God. How did Pellestri look? Quick note. Oh, anybody watching Uruguay play?
You know that's when the people don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
He's like, come
yeah. I like to, I'll be honest, I do like to hate watch Liverpool and City players.
Oh, do you? That's awesome.
Yeah, so a little bit of that. But yeah, Pellestri, he looks comfortable out there as an international.
Thank you, Bandita, for following the lead on
that. Argentina tying 0-0 with Chile right now.
They are damn.
Do you know what the biggest shock, like, other than the fact that Austria won that group, is the fact that Canada won their first game today?
Oh, Canada. Yep. They beat, was it
Peru,
yeah.
They have scored in a World Cup and in the Copa tournament 2 goals. 7 games, 0 wins, 0 draws, and they got their first win today.
Nice.
And before that, they had won like 30 games or something like that.
So, yeah.
So shout out. Salute.
They were blazing up.
They won CONCACAF,
yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They won their group. I mean, they won CONCACAF, a top qualifier for the World Cup. Yeah. They just didn't show up at the World Cup.
1-0 versus Peru, he says.
Yeah. Shout out to for them, man. Canada, man, representing CONCACAF. Also, Costa Rica representing CONCACAF's tying to Brazil, right?
Yeah.
0-0 to
Shout
Brazil.
Shout out to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, 0-0 Brazil. Brazil haven't looked good recently.
Brazil's a shell of themselves.
This is one
right
of their
now.
Also worst.
But they're playing a high powered team. That team is not.
Yeah, what team is it?
Who they have in the team?
I'm looking now.
Brazil?
Vinicius is in it. Douglas Luiz is in it.
Rodrigo Martinelli.
What's that young kid's name?
Rodrigo, Jofinha.
Don't leave out. Y'all leaving out my man.
The young dude. The 17-year-old kid. What's his name again?
Y'all leaving out our academy kid.
Andrick.
Andrick. Oh, I'm talking about Andrick. I thought you were talking about Brazil. Andrick.
Andrick, he didn't play.
His name.
Yeah, he didn't play.
Brazil.
Allison and Gold, Danilo Militao, Marquinhos, Bruno Guimarães, Paqueta,
Joe Gomez.
Come on. Come on, Vinicius and Rodrigo. This is a powerful team.
Yeah, man.
They're what?
They need a little bit of that Anthony magic, baby. A little bit of Anthony magic.
And that Costa Rica team, I heard they played all young dudes. There's some dudes that were like 17 or 18 year olds, like Costa Rica.
Everybody calm down. CONCACAF stuff.
It ain't no Euros.
Yeah.
I'm
you're like you're
stuff.
Like Mbappe then, Sean? You're like Mbappe?
No.
You give me that Mbappe energy, huh?
Yeah. I don't think he's a good player. Well, I think he's a good player. I don't think he is the best player.
Wow. No, I'm talking about his comments that he said the Euros is tougher than the world.
Mbappe is not the best player in the world. I don't care. He's not.
Oh, damn. Whoa.
He's not.
That's crazy.
How is it?
Who is the best player then for you?
Has he won the Champions League yet? No. It's not hard to win the league in France, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Yeah, but
you could say he's won the World Cup.
Man
right?
for man, what? Man he for scored man. He scored one goal in this tournament, and that was from a penalty spot.
Mm-hmm.
He dragged France to the
best
world.
You beat the best player in the world. He should be scoring.
I like that energy, though, Sean.
He's the best player in the world.
Yeah. It's just not... To me, I don't know who the best player is, but it's not him. It's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Youngest scorer ever in the World Cup, most at his age, won the World Cup at like 20 something.
France went to a
final.
Not a bad pay. France.
It's crazy me how people not screaming Jude's name no more.
Who?
What you're doing?
Jude's the man? Oh.
They're saying, did he win the Champions League? And they're like, that's a team statistic. But bragging a team to the World Cup final isn't a team statistic. Like, which one is it?
I don't know. But he's, to me, he's just not. I think he's a good, really good player.
He's a speed merchant.
He is on par with speed Rashford merchant. Last year.
Yeah, he's
damn.
He reminds me of Rashford a lot. And on that note,
come on, Casey.
When Rashford is on fire like he was last year,
he's better than him.
He's as good as Mbappe.
Whoa.
Well, this has been another excellent show.
On that note,
those Casa Reds, Amani will be joining us next week.
Oh man,
A lot of Euro talk. Transfer season is slow. Mexico is poor. Jamaica is poor. And I enjoyed this.
Yeah. Next time you're out here in LA, Sean.
Maybe we get some movement going in the transfer market. But thank you guys for joining me. Go ahead, Mikey.
Real quick. I'll be in Tokyo next week.
Dope.
Nice.
I'll be at FC Tokyo in the National Stadium checking out Japanese football, the J-League, in a full report when I return.
That's nice. It. On that show, you guys all have a great evening. Appreciate y'all sitting there talking football with us. We're out.
Later, guys.
You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.